Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Giovanni Cortolo is here. Giovanni is a great friend of ours. He's a great friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of the smartest guys I know and one of the hardest working guys I know on behalf of small business. He's our good friend. Giovanni, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and you got great listeners, and you have a terrific show, I tell you.
And the folks we work for are the most worthy, too, aren't they, Giovanni?
Oh, my heroes. My heroes. And I know yours as well.
Absolutely. Hey, Giovanni, it's August, and that's really good news in Washington, D.C., because that means that Congress has taken a recess, and they've gone out to wreak havoc in their districts and states, but Washington has gotten a lot quieter because of that. That's the good news. But there's bad news that's underlying all of this. Tell the audience what the bad news is.
Oh my goodness! The good news is Congress left in a flurry of inactivity, and the bad news is where I'm sitting here today. There's thousands of regulators within several miles of me that are continuing to churn out the regulations.
They never take a vacation. They never take a day off.
Don't.
It's like they're some kind of cyborgs, and then they just keep working.
Oh my goodness! They just don't take time off, and they keep churning this stuff out. And doggone it, I tell you, it keeps us hopping here at the chamber.
What is some of the regulations that we don't already know about that you're worried about right now?
Well, let me put one on your radar screen that is a sleeper for small business, and this was tucked into Section 1502 of the Dodd-Frank Act.
We all know that. That's right on the tip of all of our tongues, yeah.
Yeah, well, that controlled, supposed to control big business and everything else, but that was tucked in there in the dead of the night.
Excuse me, Giovanni. By the way, the Dodd-Frank, folks, in case you don't remember, that's the most recent financial services regulatory legislation that was a reaction to the 2008 financial meltdown. Go ahead now.
Well, that was tucked in there, dead of the night, no hearings, and it was not to provide transparency for stockholders. It was to write a social policy. And unfortunately, even though it was a laudable goal, this is going to have a tremendous impact on small businesses. And basically what it says is if a public company, which are generally big companies, are using any of four minerals that are derivatives or mined in certain areas of the Congo, the company has to keep track of it.
Of the Congo.
Of the Congo in Africa.
Now, this is a United States of America regulation in a U.S. In a law passed by Congress in the United States, and this mentions four minerals in the Congo.
One of which is tin. So if you're manufacturing, you know, this is for public companies, remember, SEC, and it's this SEC regulation that is going to be coming out in a couple weeks. It will impact maybe 1,100 up to 5,500 public companies. But here's where the catch is for small business. If you're a public company and you have to keep track of these minerals, you have all these small business suppliers that are manufacturers,
right,
and they are in turn going to require their small business vendors to keep track of these minerals as well.
What are the four minerals besides tin?
Well, tin, gold, there's two others I can't pronounce, but unfortunately, what it's
why the Congo?
Well, the reason there is they're saying that, and it's actually true. They're oppressive regimes there that are using these as in a sense of oppressing their people.
But why oppress American small businesses? Why add to the oppression by adding this to this law?
Well, there is a group within Congress that feels that social policy should be legislated. We should be the world's policemen as far as social policy and human rights. There is actual abuses going on, but yeah. I don't know that this was the right venue to try to curb it, and it's actually having an adverse effect because no one's buying from the Congo now.
Unbelievable, this report you're giving us.
This will have, and we've done cost estimates, SEC says $71 million. We found out it's $8 to $16 billion that will, 75% will be on the backs
so
of small businesses.
So if you're a small business that is a supplier to or a manufacturer support of, you're somehow in the supply chain for major corporations, you just got attached to this bill.
That's correct, and we
and
are hearing
going,
from
expect
our
expect to get a letter or many letters, maybe a whole. So you have to hire a part time person to comply with the letters you're going to get from your manufacturing bigger customers to convince them to show them that you're either not using these or if you are, where they came from.
Absolutely, and think about this, Jim. Your vendor, you know, if you're a small business supplier, you're buying your products from other people too.
Yeah,
you're buying
right.
them internationally.
That's right.
Some of these products, like tin and gold, they're being smelted so that you have trace amounts of
right.
it that may have came from the Congo that have gone through other suppliers internationally that end up in your products, and here you have to account for it.
You know, Giovanni. When this bill was first identified, you know, they start saying things like, we're going to pass a bill that's going to protect consumers so that this kind of thing, this meltdown in 2008, doesn't happen again. Well, you know what? Everybody looking around saying, hey, that sounds like a pretty good idea. But they don't realize that in this case, as is in so many cases, the devil really is in the details, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and this is just one section out of a 3,000-page, 2,000-page bill.
Wow.
It's like the whack-a-mole. You get one going down, you pop in another one, and believe me when I say it, we have yet to see the impact of this bill on small business.
Unbelievable. Folks, this is, if you remember, I've been an opponent and a detractor of the Dodd-Frank bill. For one thing, It's ridiculous to name the Dodd-Frank bill after two people who contributed to the financial crisis, Christopher Dodd and Barney Frank. 20 after, right back was Giovanni Cortola. He's going to have some more nightmares for us after these messages, unfortunately. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.